Hello, hello to my wonderful listeners. It is so good to have you here again with me. I'm so grateful. Gosh, can we just take a breather right now and thank God we've made it to the end of 2020. Congratulations. Look, just take a deep breath and give yourself a pat on the back. You made it. Bruised, battered, whatever. We all know that this has been an absolutely manic year, and I just want to congratulate you to making it this far. Right now, right before this year ends, I just thought I would come out here and give you guys a few tips, just a closing message. You know, we've done quite a bit this year considering, and covered a few topics, and yeah, I just wanted to leave you with a few tips I am taking just to help me in 2021. And I thought, who better to follow up with who better to share this with than my wonderful listeners on Today Uncovered. So here it goes. A tip one, going into 2021, make sure you have a vision, right? Write the vision and make it plain, right? Now, if any of you guys follow me on Instagram at Today Uncovered, give us a follow if you don't, see what we're all about on there. Put a face to the name, right? If you follow me there, you've probably heard me take the mic out my husband on this one, this little video where he goes, you know, write the vision and make it plain. But all jokes aside, it is so true. Whatever it is that you're hoping to achieve, no matter how small you think it is, make sure you write it down. Hold yourself accountable, or else it just becomes a fleeting dream. Okay? Right. Number two. I want to see if I can hear papers rustling, but obviously I can't because I am an audio. So yeah, after you write that vision and make it plain, make sure you start where you are. So that's number two. Start where you are at. Okay? Now, I've seen a lot of people take the first steps, including myself, the amount of times I just write a vision. And you're kind of looking at it thinking, right, yeah, I'll do this one day. Don't just frame it and put it on your, I don't know, on your wall somewhere in your bedroom and say, this is my vision, I'm going to get there one day. Take action. Number two, start where you are and take action. Do something about it, right? It could be something as little. Push yourself forward every single day. And it's kind of the story with these podcasts as well. The vision for this is greater than even what I'm doing right now. But I take action every single day, little by little. I might not always come and record as often as I'd like to, but I'm always planning a new topic, planning who I can bring on the show to you guys, finding out what you guys are actually interested in and what kind of content you would like me to bring to you. You know, that is all pushing forward every day, doing research on different topics. That is pushing forward. So that's my number two. Make sure you start where you are, push forward and take action. And three, do not be ashamed. Now, this comes from one of my favorite verses in the Bible, actually. And it says, do not despise the day of small beginnings. And, you know, do not despise things that are small. Everything starts small. You came into this earth. Well, before you even came into this earth, you were a little zygote. That's what they call it, isn't it? When the embryo fuses with the sperm. That's what you were. And then you became a fully grown, fully fledged human being, breathing with lungs and all of that. And I've recently had a little baby, so I know all about pregnancy and all about, well, not all about it, but I know enough to know things start small and become big, right? So it's okay to start where you are and do not be ashamed, because that is life. All around nature, we see that everything starts as a seed and nothing comes into this world bang, like massive. Here I am. A massive tree starts tiny. So it's okay. Do not be ashamed. Just continue to nurture it. Do not despise the little that you have. Do not despise the one follower. That's one person who's willing to listen to you. Do not despise anything that is small. Okay, so those are my three tips going into 2021. Write down your visions, make sure you start where you are, and do not be ashamed. All right, guys, I am so, so grateful. Let me just take another moment to just say thanks for following us on this journey, for just interacting with us and just letting us know your thoughts. I would love to hear what you guys would like me to bring to you in 2021. So please go over to our Facebook page, which is at Today Uncovered, and Instagram at Today Uncovered, and drop us a comment. I'd love to hear what your thoughts have been on some of the content I've brought you this year. And just to say hi, join the community, get talking, guys. Look, thank you so much. I've loved sharing this platform with you. I wish you all the best in 2021, and we'll talk soon.